And it's, of course, it's typical, everything about the tabernacle and everything about the priesthood and his dress and how he dressed is a picture, a type of our Lord Jesus Christ. Excuse me, in Exodus 28:30, it says, thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in before the Lord, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. Let's pray and ask God's blessings. Our Father, in the name, blessed name, glorious name, precious, precious, precious name, that name that's above every name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you've been so kind and so gracious to us, blessed us so much in heavenly places in Christ. Thank you for your gospel. Thank you for your people. Thank you for this way of preaching that people can join in and we can worship together. And Lord, please enable us to speak tonight, and do have mercy upon you people, upon Don and Shelby, Bruce and Joe, Bruce and Sandy. Lord, forgive us and help us, please, for Christ's sake, to preach tonight. Amen. Amen. All right. It says here, thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim. Urim and the Thummim. You know, God says in Deuteronomy 29:29, it says this, the secret things belong unto the Lord, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. And I tell you, we don't want to pry into things which the Lord has not seen fit to reveal. There are some things about the Urim and the Thummim that we are not, that were in the tabernacle and set in Moses, that was put in the breastplate. And I tell you, there's not much revealed about them. We don't know very much about them at all. We're not told very many things about them. And a lot of people speculate about them. But we don't know for a certainty just exactly what they are or where they come from. But seven times this Urim and Thummim is mentioned in the Old Testament. Seven different times. Seven means perfection. And I'll tell you this, Moses wasn't told to make them. Everything else was made. Everything that Aaron was dressed in was made. Everything was made. The tabernacle was made. The tabernacle was built. Everything about it was made. But one thing that you cannot find that was made was this Urim and Thummim. Moses wasn't told to make them. He was just simply told to put them in the breastplate. And I tell you what, that's why it's called the breastplate of judgment. It's called the breastplate of judgment. And because when this, it appears that what God would do is he'd take that Urim and Thummim, and God would, when they need a matter judged or something to know, they would take that Urim and Thummim and take it before the Lord, and God would give an answer and make the judgment on that matter according to the Urim and the Thummim. And that's how you found out his mind and what he was going through. Look in Numbers 27:21, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. Numbers 27:21. And this is one of the places where it's mentioned about the Urim and the Thummim. And he shall stand, talking about Eleazar, Aaron's son. He shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of the Urim before the Lord. And at his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him and the congregation. The Lord give us an answer, and that's how he'd give an answer. He'd give counsel by the Urim and the Thummim. But now I believe that the meaning of the words Urim and Thummim, they mean light and perfections. That's what some people say, light and perfections. And just the very name of them automatically tells us that they're a picture, they're a type of our Lord Jesus Christ. They represent our Lord Jesus Christ without a shadow of a doubt. You know, in Him was light, and the light was the life of men. And our Lord Jesus Christ, He Himself said, I am the light of the world. And if a man followeth me, he shall not walk in darkness. So the light, and the scriptures tells us in John 1:5, God is light. God is light. That means that, beloved, He's holy. He's glorious in His being. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, He that has seen the Father hath seen me, and he that has seen me has seen the Father. And the reality of this light is fulfilled in our Lord Jesus Christ. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God, the light, the revelation, to see how God and the glory of God, how are we going to see the glory of God? Where are we going to see it at? In the light, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we see the glory of God. God's glory shines in the face of His blessed Son and gives us a knowledge of that glory in His blessed Son. And I tell you, beloved, let me ask you this. Who needs light? Who needs light? People's in darkness. Huh? And then a blind man, he can't see light. There's nothing wrong with the light. If a man's sitting in darkness, you turn on the light and the light's on. But if a man's blind, you can have the brightest light, he can look at the sun, and he can't see it. So two things have to happen. You have to be brought out of the darkness, and you have to have sight. And Christ is the only one that can do both of those. He can bring you out of darkness. He said, I'm the light. And a man, I'm the light of the world. And a man that followeth me and walketh after me, he ain't going to walk in darkness. It's impossible to walk in darkness and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, who's the light. And I tell you what, look in John chapter 12. I'll show you just exactly what I'm talking about. John 12. I know it's hard for you at home to keep up and follow. Maybe you ain't. You're just listening to what I'm saying. But look what our Lord Jesus Christ said here in John 12 and verse 35. This is what our Master said here. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Just for a little while longer, the light's with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in the darkness, he don't know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light. Listen to this, that you may be the children of light. So our Lord Jesus Christ, He's the light. And I tell you what, following Him, one of the prophecies concerning our Savior was that a light shined out of the darkness. And it come down on Zarephath. The light shined out of darkness. And it come down on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you something, beloved. They always tried to catch our Lord Jesus Christ. And always tried to show Him and show Him up. But beloved, one thing they could not do is that when they walked in, they seen the light. In Him was life, and His life was the light of men. And He, beloved, men would look at Him, and they could not see the light. They could not see the glory of God. You know why? They're blind. They just couldn't see. And yet He would turn around and give somebody else, and they could see. And they could see Him. And I tell you, how did they see Him? It's because He revealed Himself to them. And bless His name, I'm thankful that He let me. Psalm 36:9 says, in Thy light, only in Thy light shall we see light. And it's only in His light that we see light. And I tell you what, He comes and He's the only one that can turn on the light in our darkened minds right now. And I tell you what, you know, we shine His light, our Lord Jesus Christ said. So He's light. Old Jack Shanks talked about an atheist named Hobbes, and who is on his deathbed. He said, I'm taking a fearful leap into the dark. That's exactly what people do that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, our Lord Jesus Christ said not only would they go into the dark, they'd go into outer darkness. And I tell you what, he says, so while you got the light, you walk in that light. You believe in that light. And you follow that light. And if you do that, you won't walk in darkness. And he said, a fellow's walking in darkness, he don't have any idea where he's going. Don't have any idea. But I know exactly where I'm going. I'm following my master. I'm following him. Following him in his word. That's where the light's at. And all this, not only do we see he's light, the light, but he's also, the thumbing means perfection. Where else you go find perfection other than in the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, he's perfect. Perfect in every way. Perfection is only found in him. We talk about perfection, and all people sometimes think that they're perfect in the things that they do. But oh, the only perfect one. Perfect in everything, in every way, our Lord Jesus Christ. Solomon said he's altogether lovely. Altogether lovely. And he said, when they came and told Mary that he's going to have a child, she said, that holy thing, that's all they could say. That holy thing which shall be born in thee. And you know what they talked about our Lord Jesus Christ when he talked? And they heard him speak, they said, never man spake like this man. They've heard lots of preachers. They'd heard lots of rabbis. They'd heard lots of teachers. They'd heard lots of these scribes speak. But when they heard the Lord Jesus Christ speak, they said, of all the men that I've ever heard talk, I never heard nobody speak like that man spoke. And his speech in Psalm 45, it says, grace poured forth from his lips. His speech was perfect. Everything about you look at his life. The scripture said he had a sinless life. You look at his life, he said he is a harmless life. And you look at our Lord Jesus Christ, you follow him all the way from the, we can find him from the day he was born. And then the next time we see him, he was 12 years old. And you watch him from the time he's 12 years old till he enters his ministry, and you follow him, and there's not one time that he said anything that shouldn't have been said, done anything that shouldn't have been done, acted any way that should not have been acted. Follow his word, follow his speech, follow his deeds, follow his works, follow him wherever you want to go, and you'll have to say, perfect, 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 perfect. Perfect. And you know what? The scriptures tells us that we're perfect in Christ. We're complete in him, which means we're perfect in him. You know, in our Lord Jesus Christ, his character and his person and his work was flawless. And you know, they always tried to tempt our Lord Jesus Christ. They followed him around. The Pharisees did, and the Sadducees did, and the scribes did. They all, the lawyers, they followed him around trying to catch him all the time in his words. Trying to find some way to trap him and make him look bad. And I'll give you an illustration. Matthew 22, and there you'll find three questions asked in Matthew 23:22. And our Lord Jesus Christ, by the time he got done with those people, this last verse it says there, no man durst ask him anything again. They were astonished at his wisdom. But they were always trying to trap him. Always trying to find a fault in his words. And one time in John 8, they took this woman, taken in adultery. They caught her. And our Lord Jesus Christ was sitting down in the temple. And he was teaching the people outside the temple. He was sitting outside the temple. He was sitting down. He was teaching the people. Well, these fellas, they took this woman, they got her, and they've got her caught, and they bring her and interrupt our Lord Jesus Christ in his preaching and his teaching. They interrupted him, and they brought this woman. They said, Master, we've found this woman in the act of adultery. We've taken her in the act of adultery. And Moses in the law says she should be stoned. What sayest you? They thought, boy, we got him now. He's either going to have to go against Moses, Or he's going to have to pick up stones. He said, we're going to have to let us stone her. Well, our Lord Jesus Christ, they said, we got him. If he goes against Moses, we know he's a lawbreaker. And if he don't, he's going to have to tell us, go ahead and stone her. Well, our Lord Jesus, he just paid no attention to him. He got down with his finger and he wrote on the ground. Raised up. And that first time, I think the first time when he wrote, and God wrote three times in the scripture. He wrote his name, he wrote the tablets, stone tablets, twice. One day was broken, second time he made another one. And the third time he wrote on the wall in Belshazzar's found warning, waiting to bounce and found warning. So our Lord Jesus Christ, in his first ascension, he came down here, and I believe he wrote, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. That's when he came down. That's his first coming. Well, they just continued to look at him and ask him the question. He stooped a second time. And when he wrote the second time, it's like he's went to the death, and then he went to the cross, and he resurrected from the dead. And the second time, he wrote down, fulfilled, all fulfilled. And he raised up, and he looked at him, and he said, he that's without sin among you. I'm looking at you birds. I'm looking at every single one of you. I'm looking in your heart. I'm looking in your mind. I know your life from the day you was born to the day you die. I know everything there is to know about you. You pick up any, he that without sin, let him cast the first stone. Them fellas started easing away. And when it was all said and done, they thought, well, we got him. And there wasn't nobody left but him and that woman. And he looked at her and said, is there any man here to condemn you? And she said, no man, Lord. He said, I don't either. No. That's perfection. He can take a fallen woman caught right in the act and save her from her sins in such a wondrous way. And there was nobody there left to condemn her. They all had to leave. And he said, I don't either. And there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. So I'll tell you, lights and perfections. And then not only that, but two other things about this. The reason this Urim and Thummim was given was the purpose for them was to give judgment, to have the counsel and will of God, and to communicate to God's people through the priest, that through the Urim and Thummim, the counsel and will of God. They were designed and used to communicate to the God's people. And this what, you know, how God communicates us and how we know His will and how we know His counsel? It's fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, huh? Oh God, thy Lord Jesus Christ, He communicates to people the knowledge of God's mind. Oh, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God's mind and God's will concerning them. And you know what it said in Isaiah 9:6? He's called the Wonderful Counselor. The Wonderful Counselor. And like I told you this morning, there in Ephesians 1:10, where it says, He has made known unto us the mysteries of His counsel, the mysteries of His person. And you know the mystery of the person is the Lord Jesus Christ came down and He makes known the mind of God, the will of God. He communicates to us and He takes His word and He communicates to us God. Now how did God communicate with man? He communicated through the Urim and the Thummim. This is my will, this is my counsel, and you do this, and you go out by this, and you go out by that. Well, our Lord Jesus Christ, God spake by Him. Oh, how God spake by Him. In the beginning was the Word. God's always communicated through a Word. And I tell you, words have meanings, and words are vehicles of thought. And if then God came down and Christ came down to communicate, to reveal, to make manifest the mind of God, the will of God, and the purpose of God, and the counsel of God. And you know, said where it's all at? He said, it's in me. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, I thank thee, O Father, of heaven and earth. You hid these things from the wise and prudent, but you revealed them unto babes. And I said, you know, he said another thing in the same place. He said this, Father, nobody knows you except me. And nobody knows me except you. And there's nobody can know you unless I reveal them, you to them. And that's what our Lord Jesus said. Nobody can know you unless I reveal you. And I tell you, the Lord Jesus, that wonderful counsel, in Him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And the mind and will of God are perfectly revealed in Him. And a person can't even know God, much less the mind and will of God, unless Christ reveals that knowledge to him. And I tell you, I want you to see it. Matthew 11. I think it's Matthew 11 and verse 27. Let's look at this together. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ, that's what he says, no man knows the Father but the Son. Oh my. He makes God's mind, said, he makes God's mind and makes God's will known. I'll tell you what, Scott Richardson, I've said it so many times. He said, God will not speak to nor be spoken to except through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And God makes Himself known to us through Christ. You can't know God apart from Christ. You know, Philip said, show us the Father and that'll be sufficient. I will not ask you for anything else. That'll satisfy us. He said, Philip, have I been with you such a long time and you've not seen me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. I came down from heaven to do what? To do the will of Him that sent me. Look what he said here now. Verse 27, Matthew 11. All things are delivered unto me and my Father. That means the will, the purpose, the word. Everything that God has, He gave it to His Son. The universe, everybody, every person, everything that's ever existed, be delivered unto Christ. And no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father except the Son. And listen to this. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal it. Oh my, that's one of God's whomsoever's. I'm a whomsoever that He revealed it to. I'm one of them whomsoever He revealed it to. And that's the way it is now. Whomsoever Christ is pleased to reveal it to, He'll only reveal His Father. And nobody will know Him but Him. And I tell you what, beloved, our Lord Jesus Christ, He makes known the mind and will of God. And I tell you, do you desire to know anything about from Almighty God? You want to hear from God? You want to know something about God? You want to hear from God? You want to know something about God? You want to know something about Him? Well, only one person can make you know Him. And that's the Blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God doesn't speak to any man no more than He did do it except through the Urim and the Thummim. God speaks to no man apart from His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, He said in Hebrews 1, God at sundry times, that means at different times and different ways, He spake unto the fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He's spoken by Son. By the Son. S-O-N. Capital S-O-N. And I tell you, God only speaks to men. And He, listen, that's why this precious word is so precious to us. Because it tells us the mind and will of God and what Christ had to say about it. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ said, the words that I speak unto you, they are life and they are truth. their life and their truth, the words that I speak unto you. And I tell you, beloved, the counsels of God, the will of God, the purpose of God is only manifested and learned through our Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest. And I'll tell you something else. When that high priest, and when Aaron, with his garments on, when that high priest went in there with the names of the children of Israel on his breast, and then the names on his shoulders, and that Urim and Thummim in that bag, in that breastplate, that breastplate of judgment, and he said he'll bear it on his heart. I know when that high priest went in there in that presence with that Urim and Thummim, he represented only one type of people, one person. One people, that was Israel. And that's the way our Lord Jesus Christ, He represents God's people and God's people alone. He don't represent the world. He never has represented the world. You know, when our Lord Jesus Christ, people say, well, God so loved the world. Well, the world of His elect, the world of His people, out of every tribe, kindred, nation, and tongue. But I tell you what, He revealed only the counsels to His dear people alone. And I tell you, God's people alone. And that's how do you know, how you say, well, how would I know I'm one of God's people? Do you believe? Do you believe everything's in Christ? Do you believe that God only speaks to you through Christ? You believe God's will's only in Christ? You believe God's purpose is fulfilled only in Christ? You believe life is only in Christ? You believe perfection's only in Christ? You believe completeness only in Christ? If you do, you can say, yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I tell you what, and our Lord Jesus Christ, you know what else He does? Bless His name. He communicates to you and me. Communicates the most minute circumstances of our lives to us every single day. He orders. You say, well, you know, He numbers the hairs of her head. A sparrow can't even die and fall to the ground. Or a sparrow can't go to the ground to get a little bitty seed off the ground unless God sends him down to do it. God orders it. There's a seed for you, sparrow. Go get it. It's time for you to die, sparrow. Fall out of the sky. And that's the way our Lord, He said, He numbers the hairs of her head. So that means that He watches the most minute details and circumstances of our lives, and He communicates everything to us through the Holy Spirit. When you want light for your path in this darkness, Christ is that light, that lamp. Oh my. We don't want dreams. We don't want visions. We want Christ. We want His Word. We want His will. We want His counsel. We want His purpose. And I tell you, that Urim and Thummim, light, oh, He's light. Perfect, He's perfect. Able to communicate the will of God, He's the only one that can do it. He's the only one that can do it. And let me show you that again in Numbers 27:21. Look at Numbers 27:21. You know our Lord Jesus Christ here. Oh my. Light, perfections. And He says this. And when Joshua, you know, they're going down to take the country, you know, and they're numbering the Lord's people. And when he shall stand, who will? Joshua. He shall stand before the Eleazar the priest. And Eleazar the priest, he's going to ask counsel for him. Going to ask counsel for who? For Joshua. For the children of Israel. And he's going to ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord. That's where it's at. And here's what he said. At his word, they shall go out. Don't go out until he says go. And oh my, at His word they shall come in. Don't you come back, don't you come in, except you hear my word. And all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And that's the way, that's us. Come, go out. Lord, what you will. What you will. Whatever it is, whatever God's will is, I do know this, where it's at. It's in His blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're talking about, you know, Paul says this, that man hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God hath prepared for them that love Him. But the next verse says, but God hath revealed the deep things, but the Spirit hath revealed the deep things of God unto us. What's the deep things of God? Everything that's in Christ. Oh my, everything is in Christ. To the world, it don't mean anything, but to me and you, it's everything. And you talk about Urim and Thummim, light, Christ is that light. Talk about perfection, He is that perfect. He is perfection. And Colossians 2:9 says this, we are complete, we are perfect in Him. He's going to present us perfect, holy, righteous, unblameable before Him in love. And I tell you what, then in addition to that, beloved, that was designed to communicate to the children of Israel the will and counsel of God. And it's the purpose of God to reveal to us in Christ His will and His counsel. And everything that God communicates to us, He communicates to us through His Son. And if any of you know anything about God, Christ's got to be the one to make it. And He watches out the most minutest details of our lives. Orders them for us. And I'm thankful He does. So the Urim and the Thummim, I tell you, everything in that Scripture, everything, if we can just find it, it may just be just a little candlelight, but at least it's Christ the light. it don't make any difference. We know it's Him. And if we just had sense enough, and God would bless us enough, and open our understanding enough. But I do understand this, and I believe you believe it, that everything God has for us, He give us in His blessed Son. Everything God has to say to us, He said in His Son. Everything God's going to do for us for eternity, He does it for us in His Son. And oh, rest your soul in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know it's a difficult time for everybody. I know you're getting weary sitting at home. I know you're getting weary doing the same thing, just getting out in your yard a little while. Can't go out and be with people. It's so hard not to be able to hug people and be around people and communicate with people and be in one another's homes anymore. To come to this services and all visit and talk and visit after the services, it's hard. I know it's hard for you. But beloved, remember this. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He's ordered these things. And when they're done, they're going to be for our good. Believe me, it'll all be for our good. And it'll be for His glory. And everything will have an end. And I tell you, this will come to an end too. But God bless you. You rest. Rest your weariness. Rest your frustrations. And rest them and take them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He'll take care of you. And He'll bless you. He'll encourage you, and He'll comfort you. And if you get to want to talk to somebody, call me or call somebody else and talk to them. And I love to hear from folks. I've heard from several. But God bless you. And Lord willing, we'll see you Wednesday night.